I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, the men of the barbershop mix it up over the presidential debates, football star Michael Vick's dogfighting scandal, and the dominance of Latinos in baseball. But first, AIDS in the developing world. The annual South African AIDS Conference this week has been exploring ways to combat HIV/AIDS in South Africa and around the world. One of the most serious issues the conference explored was slowing the transmission of HIV between mother and child. Now, it seems like a no-brainer. Because the virus has passed through bodily fluids, mothers with HIV should probably not breastfeed their babies, right? Well, it turns out that advice is being challenged. Some studies suggest that babies of HIV-positive mothers in the developing world are actually better off if their mothers breastfeed. Here to tell us more is Dr. Hussein Kuvadia. He's a pediatrician and professor for HIV/AIDS research at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban, South Africa. He's with us from our studios at NPR West in California. Dr. Kuvadia, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here.
It just seems so obvious that bodily fluids like breast milk would transmit the virus. What made researchers question whether HIV-positive mothers should not immediately switch to formula?
Well, it's been the policy in the U.S. and developed countries to stop women who are HIV-positive from breastfeeding, and it's been enormously successful here. This was immediately taken up by the developing world, and many people tried to do the same thing there. But it isn't so easy, and it's turned out to be quite dangerous to do so. These new studies have reawakened our interest and forced us to face the fact that providing formula feeding for poor women in developing countries is not the best option.
Is the issue that breast milk is not an effective transmitter of the virus, or is the issue that formula feeding poses so many other problems that turn out to be more dangerous to babies in the developing world?
Although the virus is in breast milk, it isn't that easily transmitted. It is transmitted, but not that easily. So out of, let's say, 100 women who are HIV positive and who breastfeed, about 75 of them would not transmit the virus to the baby. And that's a majority of occasions. And you've got to balance that against the enormous dangers of formula feeding. The problem is that with formula milk, one has to prepare it with often with water. And it may get contaminated with other foods in the households. And once you contaminate that milk, it results in diarrhea mostly, but occasionally even gives these kids pneumonia and causes malnutrition. So the consequences of formula feeding in poor countries and poor families is very, very serious indeed. And the consensus now is beginning to develop that breastfeeding for poorer women is a much safer option, even if the woman is HIV infected.
Have most doctors and health workers in the region accepted this idea that now breastfeeding is to be preferred? Is that generally accepted wisdom now?
Well, it's accepted by the scientific community. But I must say, you know, it's an issue which is riven with dissent. So you have people who would insist that what's good for the West is good for Africa and Asia, and we must try and provide formula and so on and so forth. So there are people who might still oppose it.
Did formula feeding actually ever take hold?
Absolutely, they did. Mm-hmm. It was facilitated in my country, in South Africa, in Botswana, because our countries are middle-income countries, by the state which provided free formula. So in Botswana, they provided free formula for such HIV-positive women, and in South Africa, they provided it for about 6 months. So if you're a poor woman and the state gives you free formula, even if you're not too sold on the idea, you will take that formula. And Botswana is really one of the most stable and democratic countries with a really very rapid growth rate. So, you know, if you were to ask me which country would I choose to give formula to, I would have chosen Botswana. And what happened in Botswana in 2005, early 2006, they had a massive diarrheal epidemic. It really was stunning because it was almost as if nature was taking vengeance or whatever. And these kids all got, about thousands of them got sick with diarrhea, and many, many of them died. And when the CDC from the USA was called in to investigate the likely causes and what could be recommended to improve things, they found the main risk factor, that means what mainly led to this, was women had stopped breastfeeding. And because HIV positive women had adopted formula, as I said, it was given free, and they had started using formula and stopped breastfeeding, many other women who are not HIV infected, who should have been breastfeeding, because there's no dangers in that, I mean, it's got enormous advantages. Women who are not HIV infected also stopped breastfeeding, and they started formula feeding. So you had this whole population, and therefore the kids lost some of the immunity.
When you think about all that is going on in your field, are you mainly hopeful, or are you not as hopeful about the progress that's being made in fighting this disease?
Entirely hopeful. I'm pretty sure that within the next 2 to 3 years, we will have resolved the problem in principle of what is to be done. When you translate that principle into actual practice by governments, it will take much longer.
Dr. Kuvadia, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for asking the right questions.
Dr. Hussam Kuvadia is a pediatrician and professor for HIV/AIDS research at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. He joined us from our studios in Culver City. Doctor, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.